So it's very simple. And the complexity in it is that most people first don't even know how to recognize. They get, just like you were saying, they don't even know how to ask for what they want. And they're scared of seeing what they want because there are so many conflicts within. It could be that in the past they asked for something they wanted and they didn't get it. So now they limit what they want. So that's a recognition tool. Recognition would be you waking up every morning going, I don't feel good.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest back on the show today. I have Dr. Amanda Berrientese. Dr. Amanda, great to have you on the show.
Gretch, I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Yes, absolutely. You're doing so many phenomenal things. So excited to get caught up with all the awesome things that you've been working on. But of course, before we do that, I want to read a little bit more about Dr. Amanda so you can hear about some of those awesome things. Dr. Amanda, known as the Mindset Healer and the Manifestation Expert for Entrepreneurs, is the founder of InnerPro Daily, an international best-selling author, professional speaker, and the host of a top 2% globally rated podcast called Inner Power Entrepreneur. After going from food stamps to building a six-figure business fast, it's become her superpower to teach entrepreneurs law of attraction strategies to reprogram their energy, mindset, and habits so that they can experience rapid business growth. And as I mentioned, Dr. Amanda was on episode number 340 of our RMCEO podcast. Loads and loads of great energy, loads and loads of great information. So I'm so passionate about all the things that she does because she talks about transformation and teaching people. And I think that's, of course, so important. But one of the things that I absolutely loved about her is her transparency, her authenticity, and how powerful it is by hearing her story. It gives us permission to chase our dreams and do those awesome things. So Dr. Amanda, excited to have you back. Are you ready to speak to the RMCEO community?
Let's do it.
Let's get it started then. So to get everything started, let's rewind the clock a little bit, hear a little bit more on what you've been working on, how you got started with all the awesome work you're doing.
Yeah, you know, rewinding the clock. If people go back and listen, I'm sure they've heard this story, but it's so good that we need to share it again.
Yes, you know, please do.
Right. I think I love to share these stories because it's really powerful to know that you can get wherever you want to go based on using the principles that I learned and that I teach. And I really think about law of attraction as rules of the game of life. And when you know them and you know how to access them, you can win. And it was so liberating for me to learn about universal laws and be able to implement them strategically to then go from this feeling of complete powerlessness to being powerful. And that's why the company name is Inner Power Daily, because we want to have inner power, right? When we have power, we feel like we have a magic wand to control our outer world. And so for me, it all started when I was on the floor crying one night. I had left my 15-year marriage having an affair, and then my next relationship wasn't working. So I was staring out at this empty basement where my boyfriend had moved all of his stuff out of the basement. And I'd spent the day on Craigslist looking for houses to live in that I couldn't afford anything. I had three kids in grad school, and I was already on food stamps. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know where I'm going to live. And I was really scared. And I remember just laying there thinking, scanning my reality and going, who can help me? Who's going to save me? And no one. I came up with no one. And I thought, man, what is the problem here? And I'm so scared and I'm so stuck. And it was a really great moment because at the same time I'm thinking, well, no one's going to come save me, I realized I'm the one who created this, because I was scanning my history and I noticed I was in the middle of this, I was in the middle of this, I was in the middle of that. I'm the common denominator. And so I made this declaration to myself. I wouldn't have called it that at the time, but I made this declaration in my mind. I am willing to do whatever it takes to stop having bad relationships and make more money. And so it led me to podcasts because I was already really busy in grad school. And so I could listen on the go and between classes and taking my kids to school and all of those things. And I started to change. And it was really amazing to me to hear what the coach type entrepreneurs were saying on these podcasts. And I would implement it and I felt different. And while this was going on in my graduate school department, we had this national news fallout where professors were leaving the department because there was so much stress. And I thought, oh man, I don't want to be a professor anymore. And so I thought, all of these entrepreneurs have coaching businesses and they're really inspiring and I love to teach. So why don't I just take the leap when I graduate and become an entrepreneur? And so I went from food stamps to six figures in that first year business. And since then, it's just been this amazing upward spiral growth journey of learning the ropes of entrepreneurship and how to master your mindset and really be able to manifest what you desire as an entrepreneur.
Nice. I appreciate you so much again and sharing that. So I know that you work with your clients in a lot of different ways. Could you take us through a little bit more on like what that looks like, how you're helping people to rewrite their story, make that impact? And of course, would love to hear more about your podcast and your show.
Yeah, absolutely. So I root everything in my three-step formula that is very simple. And I love simple formulas, because if it's not simple, people won't do it. And if it's not simple, they can't remember it. And right. So my three-step formula is to, number one, recognize, number two, reframe, and number three, repeat to reprogram. So it's very simple. And the complexity in it is that most people first don't even know how to recognize. They get, just like you were saying, they don't even know how to ask for what they want. And they're scared of seeing what they want because there are so many conflicts within. It could be that in the past they asked for something they wanted and they didn't get it. So now they limit what they want. So that's a recognition tool. Recognition would be you waking up every morning going, I don't feel good. And a lot of times I work with entrepreneurs who have spent years working really hard and creating a prison out of their businesses where they go, okay, if I'm going to scale to the next level, and this could be a professional, an entrepreneur, anyone who's a high performer, they keep noticing how far they have to go instead of noticing how far they've come. And so they feel bad when they wake up in the morning. They feel stressed. They feel tension. They feel like there's a million boxes to check and I'm never going to get to where I want to be. Or if they set this the goal, here's where I want to be, they get there, they don't slow down to recognize the wins and then celebrate themselves. And so then that requires a reframe. So they recognize I don't feel good. What's the reframe? It's a mindset. It's a habit. It's a different way of thinking. It's rewriting the story. And so reframe tools I use a lot. I have a daily program called Law of Attraction for Entrepreneurs, and it's daily programming. And the reason is because you must repeat to reprogram, right? So number three, repeat to reprogram. And so we all need daily reminders of up-leveling our vibrational frequency, of reframing our mindset toward what we want instead of focusing on what we don't want. And so reframe tools could be meditation, journaling, learning, listening to podcasts, going on a walk around the block and just releasing some energy and shifting your physical being. That could be a reframe. So there are a lot of great reframe tools to use. And then in that repeat way, repeat, 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 because the only things that reprogram your subconscious mind are repetition and hypnosis. And hypnosis can happen through meditation. It could happen through going to a hypnotherapist. Repeat is another way. And anyone can do this. It's just being conscious and recognizing when you need to do the reframe and repeating it regularly. So very simple strategies, plugging into your phone, your favorite, you know, something inspirational. I call them affirm mantras. I teach people affirm mantras. And so, you know, plugging that into your phone or having an alarm that goes off that says, you know, do a 2-minute meditation, or, you know, having something on your phone that says, make sure you do your weekly meeting. That could be on your calendar. So anything that's going to start reframing you in the direction of success or in the direction that you choose to go.
Nice. I too love the simplicity of that. So I know you work with your clients, you have your podcast, you work with the clients one-on-one. Could you take us through a little bit more on the different ways that you're supporting?
Yeah, actually. So podcast is Inner Power Entrepreneur, and it's so exciting. It's growing so rapidly. Lately, it's been so magnetic, and I'm really just, I love podcasting. So thank you for having me here. And it's one of my things that I think is just like such a gift to the world. Like it really changes people's lives and it's a free resource. So I love podcasting. So Inner Power Entrepreneur, I talk about mindset, habits, law of attraction, strategies specific to entrepreneurs. They could really be used for anyone, but it's built for entrepreneurs. And in my group coaching programs, so I have two main programs. One of them is a daily program.
Nice. I love that. Do you feel like being able to, of course, be aware of that, but also have the way to understand that and help people execute that from a simplistic standpoint? Do you feel like that's part of what kind of sets you apart and makes you unique or the business as a whole?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that I think it's, for me, when I'm working with people, I just listen to the very simple words that they say. And I'm always looking for incongruencies or just the, it's one simple word that is a big tell for people is the word trying. If you hear yourself saying the word trying, you already know you have an internal battle going on, because trying means you're struggling and you don't think you have it figured out. And so when people say, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that, and sometimes people will say it like 3 or 4 times in a minute. And when you point it out to them, they're like, you're right, I did. And then they go, okay. And so it's very simple things, but it's hard to detect on your own at first. And that's why I think coaches are such a gift to the world, is that they're just helping you detect your blind spots. And so it gets easier once you have some really simple tools to start to see from that perspective and go, let me make a little tweak here. It doesn't have to stay stuck like this. But it is that recognition piece that it takes a little bit of practice, because we are so habituated to how we are and just thinking that's the way that it is. So you've actually, I really like to remind people a lot that this is choice. There isn't going to be a magic formula or a pill that drops into your lap and makes your life awesome. You are the magic pill, and it's choice. You've got to decide, I'm ready for something different, and I'm willing to strategically do what it takes.
Yeah, that's so powerful. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. You might have already touched on this, but it could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have. But what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
Oh man, I don't know why this just popped in immediately, but I've been loving AI lately. And I know it's like such a hot button thing right now, of course. And I think some people are freaked out by it. I think it's just one of those tools, just like the internet. You can do bad things with it. You can do amazing things with it. AI, we've been using so powerfully. I described it to my husband the other day as like, it feels like my personal assistant who I get to have a conversation with, and it gives me like the framework to then build upon. And so it just makes everything I do faster and easier. And it helps me formulate my thoughts in a way that is more organized. And so I've been loving AI. We started using it for a podcast, you know, show notes and social media output, and it has completely rocked our world. Oh my God, this is so much better. And just newsletters and even like email writing or copy on websites and thinking, even when I create my episodes for my podcast, I'll type in and just to get some ideas to start to see what the output is. And I'm like, this is really cool. It's like having a digital best friend or assistant who helps me out. And I've really been enjoying it. So I'd say that's my hack.
Nice. I love it. Has it just been like ChatGPT, or is it a combination of different softwares?
A combination. Yeah. And actually, I just started using ChatGPT. I don't know why. I started using Canva because one of my clients in my group showed it to me. Canva has amazing AI, actually. I don't know. A lot of people I talk to don't know this, but you can like in Canva use the documents and it puts out great stuff. I use Jasper. I don't know if you've heard of Jasper, but I use Jasper. It's a paid for service, but it's great. It learns your voice. And so it really pumps out some good stuff. And then we have a specific one for podcasting where you can upload the audio, because a lot of them you can't upload audio. And so we have a podcasting one where you can upload audio and then get the transcript, and then it'll give you different stuff based on that episode.
Yes, I love that. It's just so amazing. So now I want to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. Little bit more word of wisdom or piece of advice. I like to say it might be something you would give as advice to your favorite client, or if you hopped into a time machine, what might you tell Dr. Amanda?
Oh, that's hard to say only one. I'd say remember that everything in your outer world is a reflection of your world. And this is the key takeaway for everyone here. And it will help you radically change your life. If you can really believe it and get out of your victim-mindedness and stop blaming other people, you have the power to create anything you choose. And it's so fun when you realize that, because you go, whoa, I've been getting this result because of a story I've been telling myself that is usually a victim-based story. I've been blaming other people for what is happening. Instead, I could just decide to optimize myself, and then I could literally become, I tell entrepreneurs, they can become ATM machines. Like, you're your own ATM machine. It's just plugging in the right stuff. And so you plug in the right pin code, which is your thoughts, and planting positivity and planting clarity and direction and purpose and vision and your why into that ATM machine. You can pump out limitless amounts of money and have limitless impact. And so just remember, you're the creator of your reality. And if you can do that and really start to play in the field of understanding the universal laws and using them to your benefit, you can win at the game of life and at the game of business and in financial world and in all of it. It's the blueprint for knowing how to feel good every day.
Nice. I love that. And I definitely love analogies and metaphors. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. We're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Dr. Amanda, what's being a CEO mean to you?
The powerful leader of yourself and your team. Like being a CEO to me is like the greatest opportunity in the world to design your life and your business as you choose, which is ultimate power. Like you get the ultimate power to have limitless income, limitless impact in any way you choose. Like to me, that is the ultimate gift.
Yeah, it's extremely, you know, exciting and powerful. Dr. Amanda, truly appreciate that definition and perspective. Of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do now is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people can get a hold of you, find out about your book, podcast, all the awesome things that you're working on.
Absolutely. So I want to just remind everyone, check in with your feelings and that'll be your guide. So check in with how you feel. So a question you can just ask yourself every morning when you wake up, how do I feel right now? If it's anything less than a 10, what am I going to do to shift my energy in a direction of being higher vibe? And then finding, Inner Power Entrepreneur Podcast, great place to hang out with me. And everything that I offer is on innerpowerdaily.com. So the name of my company, Inner Power Daily, and those are my handles. There's access to the 7-day free trial for the Law of Attraction for Entrepreneurs program. Also group coaching, free rapid business growth calls. I've got a book with free chapters. I've got all kinds of awesome resources along the lines of everything we've talked about today.
Awesome. 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 Thank you so much again, Dr. Amanda. Of course, to make it even easier, we'll have the links and information in the show notes so that you can make sure to get all the things we want you to have, all the things that make that easy, you know, for you. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you, Gresh.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. This has been the I Am CEO Podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.